BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
Three, two.
Radio one.
Go.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast features day five of the Who event calendar. A retro treat behind each door. Today we open door number five. Also, we catch up with one of our freshers of the week, Rob, to see how his first term has been. Where Do You Think They Were had a jungle theme, and Chris finally heard the really weird message that Freya Ridings has left us.
One!
Georgina in Ipswich is quite disappointed with us, actually.
Why?
How can you be late for work when your show starts at 1 p.m? There is a good excuse, actually. This morning, we've been with... Can I say this? Yeah. We've been with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Massive.
Yeah, massive. Obviously, huge names. Keep calling him The Rock, don't you? You were saying that a lot today. It is Dwayne Johnson.
Oh. Yeah, I know that, but like... No, I kept calling him Mr. Rock, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were calling Kevin. You were like, oh, Mr. Hart.
And Mr. Rock.
And Mr. Rock. It was like you forgot his actual name. But yeah, amazing. It was a lot of fun, what we've done with him.
Are you not allowed to call him The Rock, then?
No, I think you are. But I think he has got a name. And you were calling him that as if it was just his name.
Well, some of his team were calling him DJ.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know him that well to call him DJ, so I just stuck to Mr. Rock.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll be able to hear what we did with Mr. Rock and Mr. Hart next week on the show. It's very festive.
One!
Kerry from Barnsley says, cannot wait until next week to hear the beautiful voice of Mr. Rock. What day will it be? Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart will be next Thursday on this show.
Ah, is that confirmed, is it? Kevin Hart and Thursday.
That's it.
What day? Thursday.
Thursday is Rock Day. You weren't here yesterday, so I need to play you the message that Freya Ridings has sent us.
Oh, brilliant.
So I thought it was a bit of a long shot, but I asked her people if she would do a message with her and her dad, but the dad does the voice of Daddy Pig, because he's Daddy Pig and Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
And it's better than I could have ever imagined.
Okay.
Would you like
excited.
To hear it?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so this happened when Freya was at home the other night. Dad was there, so they managed to record this.
Daddy, can you believe Scott and Chris have made me their tune of the week?
Yes, Freya. It's amazing, isn't it? There are so many artists out there, and they could have chosen anyone. So it's great they've chosen you, Freya. And did you see Peppa's in the album charts as well this week?
Yes, I know, Daddy. And they've supported me from the very beginning. It's amazing, really.
Yes, I think Scott and Chris are some of the best broadcasters in the world. Now off to your bedroom and tidy your room.
That's incredible. That's the maddest thing ever.
Right.
Hello, I'm Daddy Pig.
That's nuts. That's so good.
I didn't think they would do it, but they definitely did it.
Love that.
Also, quite a few people are saying, oh, you've definitely done playground insults with The Rock and Kevin Hart. No, because we've already done that.
Yeah.
We've done playground insults with them, so we do something...
No, you see, that was a lot of fun.
Different.
But the thing is, because we've done playground insults with them, it allowed us to up the ante with this one.
Yeah. We introduced them to a traditional British Christmas next Thursday.
One!
And this is Freya... Tune of the week.
Scott Mills.
Liam on Twitter saying, Freya Ridings sounding sick on Radio 1 this afternoon.
I'd like to hear Freya Ridings say that.
I'm really sick. Hi there. Speaking to Ridings last night, might have a Christmas drink with her. Fancy it?
No.
All right.
I'll tell you why. You're overbooking now. This is 2 weeks till Christmas, isn't it? 2-3 weeks?
I sorted out Stop. Our Christmas get-together.
It's too many now. It's going to be a no to Ridings, I'm afraid.
All right.
What date are you proposing?
17th?
No. Mate, that week is crazy.
Why am I stressing you out so much?
Because you keep saying yes to all of them.
I know,
I don't have to be there, but you do say...
I have said
yes. You're like,
yes.
Oh, Chris, I've arranged drinks for this. Too much over Christmas, man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's that time again. It's another Where Do You Think They Were? We've had babies being made in all sorts of locations on this feature. Car parks, bushes, cinemas, boats. Let's find out the location where Brad was made. Good afternoon, Brad.
How are we doing, guys?
We're all right. Now, thank you very much for stepping up here.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not a problem.
What made you think? I'm going to email Scott and Chris.
I didn't think my mum would go through with it.
Did you not?
I didn't think it'd happen. Now she's very prim and proper, and I didn't think...
They're the worst with these stories. It's the prim and proper ones.
Are they?
Yeah, of course they are. The prim and proper ones, you think like that. What's the Usher song? Lady on the street, but a freak in the bed.
We are talking about someone's mum here.
Yeah, sorry, Brad.
That's my mum.
Should warm you up. Yeah, no, I just mean that. Yeah, it's an Usher song. Don't blame me. Blame Usher.
Now you know this is all going to be over in a few minutes, so don't stress too much. All right?
No.
You don't know anything about the story, no?
I don't know much at all, no.
Okay. Well, I think it's time we bring in your mum, don't you?
Go on, then.
Hello, Shauna.
Hello.
Shauna, Brad just described you as quite prim and proper, so how come you agreed to this?
I wouldn't say I'm prim and proper, but he knows his mum under one umbrella, yeah. But I have had a life in my day.
Right, okay. Well, I'm really pleased that you said yes, because Brad was thinking that you didn't fancy it.
Yeah, I'm up for it. I'm game.
Awesome. Okay, we'll speak to both of you next and get the story on Where Do You Think They Were? Radio.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Once again, Elliot thinks we're choosing these tracks on purpose. The How Deep Is Your Love thing, it's not ideal, is it, before Where Do You Think They Were? Elliot and Teesside, that was complete coincidence that How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris and Disciples just played. Oh no, Pump It Up's next. Like, when you put it like this, they all seem inappropriate. It's Where Do You Think They Were on Radio 1. Brad's here. Hello.
Hello. How are we doing?
And Mum Shauna. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
So, Shauna, I want you to walk us through this real slowly, OK? Take your time. Give us all the detail that you can. Brad, I will keep checking up on you to make sure that you're all right. All right? This one here.
Sexy music. Let's do this.
OK. Let's get it on. I mean, the music. Brad, I'm sensing discomfort already.
Mild discomfort.
Okay. All right, Shauna, so where are we? Set the scene.
So setting the scene, we're in Northern Australia 29 years ago, and I lived in Cairns for quite a while, and my husband at the time was a builder, and he was building a new reserve for some local Aboriginals.
Okay.
And so we used to go... Across to the mangroves, across to just on the edge of the rainforest.
That sounds lovely.
Well, it sounds ideal, but you've got lots of creepy crawlies and great big snakes, yeah. and other things that go bump in the night, shall I say.
And Shauna, how are you with snakes in general?
I'm not good. I'm not good with anything that's long and creepy and crawly, put it that way.
Do you hear that, Brad?
I heard that, yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, but what I'm trying to get at is it not really dangerous trying to get it on in the mangroves?
It is. It's not your standard place that you would think about getting it on.
No.
It's challenging. It's interesting. It hypes up the adrenaline.
Mm. All right. Okay, so, Brad, you've heard a little bit of the story.
I think I've heard enough.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, no.
All right, so where do we go from here, Shauna?
Okay, so it was the final night. It was the end of my husband built these new houses or buildings, outbuildings. So they were having a bit of a corroboree for him.
What's that? Is that a party?
It's a bit of a party, Aboriginal style.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. that's amazing.
Drums, quite a bit of beer and wine going around as well. So everybody's in high spirits.
Whoa.
Is it quite sort of spiritual, what's going on? Is it sort of, are you feeling connected with nature at this point?
I think that would be a fairly good description of the feeling that we all had. Mm. The alcohol obviously enhanced it as well.
Yeah.
So that's always a good thing. And then the anticipation of what creepy crawl is going to appear out of the bush sort of kept you on your toes as well.
It's been a while, hasn't it? Brad.
Oh, God. Oh, Brad, I'm sorry.
Go on, mother.
Anyway, you never know what's going to come out, do you?
The party was going on, and hubby and I, we decided we were going to retire early for the night.
Yeah.
And so we went back to our little shack, which was just a shack with half a roof, no windows, no doors, a floor just with leaves, etc.
With all sorts of animals floating about as well. Like, I'd struggle in that environment to be relaxed. Yeah,
the thing is that you don't always have to be relaxed, do you? A bit of tension doesn't do any harm.
Oh.
Would you agree with that, Brad?
Well, I'm going to have to, aren't I?
Let me just check in, Brad. How are you at the moment? You're right.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm cringing a little bit, to be honest.
It's all good. But it's nearly over.
Scott Mills.
So we left Where Do You Think They Were as Mum Shauna was in Australia in a shack open to the stars. Shauna, you can't have been that comfortable in there.
Well, as comfortable as you can be in that situation. But I suppose it depends if you were on top or underneath, I suppose, is the question there.
Yeah, and where were you?
Well, one was more comfortable than the other.
And which part did you play there?
I suppose the comfortable part is when it's more on top than underneath,
shall we say.
All
right. OK, you're right there, Brad?
No.
Did you let out a wolf's cry?
Oh, God.
You know, head back to the moon. Oh!
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's always that's the sound I make every single night.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, Brad. All right, I think we've got the story there. Do you, Chris?
I think so.
But then did you stay in the little hut all night?
Most of the night. We did go back out and join in the rest of the party because that was still going on and went on until dawn. And then the following morning, we just went back home.
Awesome. So you popped out of the party, made Brad, and then went back to the party.
Absolutely, yes. He was the interval, shall we say.
Yeah. You were the interval, Brad.
Fantastic.
It's really making me think of... I very much enjoyed that story today.
I'm glad someone did.
Final night in the shack there.
Half a roof, exactly.
Some
pythons.
Some pythons. Middle of nowhere.
Absolutely. And made one of the best things in the world. My Brad.
Oh, that's cute. I like it when the mums are really proud.
I am. I'm proud of my boy.
Shauna, you've been an excellent storyteller today. Thank you for your Australia-themed Where Do You Think They Were?
Well, you're very welcome, and it's been a delight.
It's been so good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Brad. Jungle Boy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here is the Who game on Radio 1. You're getting a double dose of Who's at the moment because of the Who Vent calendar as well, like an advent calendar, but with Who's. It's something in pop culture that maybe we've all forgotten about, and is now a little bit of a what? Like Mel and Sue telling the bakers to bake.
Bake!
Bake!
It could be anything.
It was a thing for a while. A
little bit retro, something from the past.
Or when Alexandra Burke said this on X Factor.
You better get the words correct. Okay.com, thank you.
Okay.com. Let's play the game. It's me, Chris, and a whole bunch of Radio 1 listeners. We'll go round the grounds until someone gives up and can't think of one, or the timer appears, which means we're about to be out of time. May I start today?
Please take it away.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, it's a great one.
Okay, what you got?
Anal bleaching.
Everyone was doing it for a while.
Yeah, I just heard a lot about it. I'm never going to go, but heard a lot about it at one point. Don't hear it so much anymore.
It was around the time when Towie was massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who have we got on line one?
This is Phil from Bath. The paperclip from Microsoft Word.
Hello!
Good from you, Phil. Who's on line two?
Hey, it's Caitlin from Glasgow.
Yes!
Again.
She's back.
Yay.
The queen of the Who's from last week. Go on, then.
Écoute et répète. Hey!
Off of French lessons. Those are always strong, you know. Line three, who have we got?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Katie from Tadcaster, and it's graduating to a fountain pen. Who?
Oh.
Graduating?
Yeah, it's like eventually you'd be given the fountain pen. Yes, my writing's that good.
Okay, me. The Rihanna T-shirt with her face on from Top Man, usually paired with some chinos. Ha! Everyone had it for a while. You'd go out and there'd be like 300 people all in the Rihanna T-shirt.
Mm.
Yes?
Wife swapping.
Ho!
Ho! Swap the wives.
It is a massive who. Okay, back to you, Phil. What have you got?
Putting hula hoops on each of your fingers before you eat them.
Ho! Caitlin?
Rubbing a balloon on your head to make your hair stand up. Hey!
Katie!
When Eamon says, put your feet up when hoovering. Who?
I just had a really... No, I can't say that.
That's up there with, if the wind changes, your face will stay like that. Her. Me?
Yes, you know.
Okay. Ooh, body form. Body form for her!
The unique shape of body form gives you confidence even on your heaviest days.
That's epic.
I forgot it was like an 80s rock ballad.
It sounds really good.
Okay, we'll continue the Who game next.
Scott Mills.
It's me, my friend Chris, plus Phil, Caitlin and Katie, Radio 1 listeners, all playing the Who game. Let's get back to it. Chris, it's your turn.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Tenacious D.
There was a time on Radio 1 where everyone was obsessed by this. Is it actually good? Is this Jack Black?
Yeah.
It was never for me, and I always remember Edith Bowman going on and on, and Colin Murray going on and on about it. It's not, though, is it? Oh, that's going to annoy some people. Just my personal opinion. Phil, what have you got?
Thumb Wars.
Do you want to explain what that is?
Thumb Wars? No explanation needed, surely. You remember Thumb Wars? The just two, one thumb on thumb action there. Your hand, my hand, thumbs just at it.
God, that was before technology, must have been.
You had to sort of squash the other person's thumb. Everyone knows what Thumb War is.
Simpler times. Caitlin.
Heads down, thumbs up.
What does heads down, thumbs up mean?
A game you play in school and you put your head on the desk, put your thumbs up, and you have to guess who puts your thumbs down.
I've never played that game.
Oh, yes, hang on. I think this is big in Scotland, right?
Is it? Is that a Scottish thing?
I think it is. Unless everyone knows otherwise. I mean, I'm sure it happened outside Scotland, but not to you, Chris, or me.
It's a classic, heads down, thumbs up.
Late night motto or something.
Heads down, thumbs up. Good to know, Caitlin. Katie?
Swimming hat. Who?
Was it a hygiene thing?
I think so. They're not the most attractive thing.
Really not. No one looks good in those. Okay, back to me. The Channel Tunnel. Drove past it the other day. What's the point of that? Oh, there goes the timer. All right, Chris, go.
Quick. Carpet in the bathroom. Have I done that one before? I'm not sure.
Phil.
Healy's shoes.
Healy's. Caitlin.
No way, Jose. Hey!
Casey.
Buttercups under the chin. Hey!
What was that for?
If you like butter or not.
Rubbish.
getting the guillotine.
Now, hang on. Do you mean the guillotine at school? Because that's a good who.
No, I mean to chop talking. Your head off.
Oh, my goodness. Fine.
Yes?
My go.
Yeah.
Here's 10p. Phone your mother. Tell her you've pulled.
Boom. There goes the timer. And that is another Who game. Loads of fresh ones in there as well, guys. Not just Pogs and Tamagotchis, as does sometimes happen. One more time. Thank you, Chris, and thank you to Phil, Caitlin, and Katie.
Hey!
Hey! Love you, bye! Love you, bye! Bye.
You better get the words correct. Okay.com, okay. Thank you. Scott
Mills. So those are birthdays. Happy birthday, Candice, who's 19 today. Connor in Birmingham, normally listens to podcast religiously, but he's listening live today. And Kelsey Lee, happy birthday as well from Ali.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi.
It's not your birthday, is it?
No.
All right, just seems to be a lot of it about. What are you doing right now and what's your job?
So I'm just pulled over. Actually, I'm at work. I'm a van driver.
Okay. Now, so you must listen to us a lot because you're, like, in the van, like, all day, every day with Radio 1 on all the time.
Yeah.
We're your friends.
I like that. You know what? There's a lot of people...
I feel like I already know you.
Yeah, what do you kind of do? You know, we're on every day. You learn everything about us. There's loads of van drivers, yeah. Loads of people in lorries listening right now. So big hello to you guys. Lorna, what's your code name on the radio? Or are you not allowed to say?
What do you mean?
Well, because I thought, doesn't everyone have code names? Or have I just been watching Gavin and Stacey too much? But when Ness grabs the radio in the truck, she's like, she insists on having a code name.
Breaker, breaker, 1-4, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mine's Brown Eyed Girl.
Okay. Right, okay. Right, probably, that's probably like, I don't know, it's probably not allowed. Probably broken some data law there or something.
What do you mean?
Like...
Because she's given the code name.
Yeah.
Well, what happens now? Does it mean that everyone can get in touch with you on that radio? It's like, oh, no, I don't know why they're all Welsh all of a sudden, but.
Is it like me?
Girl.
Is it like me going, Chris, what's your long number on your card?
No, it's fine.
You can just have the expiry and the three digits on the back there, please. Okay, Lorna, thanks for listening to us every day and. Here is your reward in the form of bangers. You can choose the next song on Radio 1. What about this? I mean, I was hoping for the chorus, but yeah.
Yeah, I do like that one.
Yeah. Do you recognise it from this bit?
Yeah.
It's Jax Jones and Demi Lovato. Here we go.
Here we go. Because I am the boss. Buy anything, I don't care what it costs. And on bangers, you could have this.
I'm to the left. That's it.
Yeah. From there. I was listening to this yesterday. I like it.
Yeah? Okay. Well, that's my choice.
Okay, Lorna, this is a good bangers because I've got a very different option for you, and it's this.
Oh, yours is from the chorus.
Oh, are you saying that there's bias? Can't say that the people are biased here, Scott. Can't do that.
That's
this
cool.
Is Sum 41 in 2D. I like this. It's like a real Scott v Chris battle, this.
Yeah.
Right, Lorna, in your van, somewhere in the Warrington area, what are we going to have?
So, I do like your choice, Scott, but I did listen to it yesterday and...
Dumped here, Scott. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with it's Chris. Me. Oh,
yeah. Oh, I really thought I had you there, Lorna.
I did.
Yeah. It wasn't to be. The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling,
we're running in circles again. Radio 1 Screen Time.
My first question is, what up, dorks?
What up?
Listen to me, Ali Plum, talk to ludicrously famous film stars from career-defining moments...
Talking about the industry with Al Pacino was really one of the highlights of my career.
...to the hidden secrets of the industry.
Put a little bit of witch's brew in their drinks, I thought you will cast me.
Radio 1 Screen Time with me, Ali Plum.
He hasn't got the accent or the voice.
Thanks, Tom.
But he's got the energy.
Available to hear on the BBC Sounds app.
Radio 1, I mean, never gonna win up against a Sum 41 track, am I?
That was such a good album as well.
Really good album. And that was, I think, it was the deserved winner today. Sum 41 in too deep.
Scott Mills.
Still getting messages from people complaining that I hooed the Channel Tunnel earlier. I just was on the way to Canterbury the other day and I went past it. I was like, well, I haven't used it for years.
So you decided it would go in the Who list?
Yeah, Dave says, I used it earlier this year and will be again after Christmas. Can't Who the Channel Tunnel, it's very much still on. Yeah, but like, get the Eurostar.
Right, that's how you see it, is it?
I was just going past, it's like a sign for Dover and then a sign for the Channel Tunnel. I actually went to the person I was driving with.
This might be a really stupid question, it probably is going to be, but I've always found, not, look at your eyes light
up. There we go.
No, what I'm saying is, right, so there's one tunnel that's underneath.
What's this going to be?
Right, is the Channel Tunnel the same? Is the Eurostar going through the Channel Tunnel?
Nah.
Well, they're two separate tunnels, are they?
Yeah.
Are they, though?
I believe they are, though.
Because I just thought there was sort of one route there and...
So you think it's one tunnel?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good point.
You're not 100% sure here before you ridicule me, but what you're waiting is for a message from someone to message in and say, I'm being incredibly stupid, and then you'll pile in.
Well, no, because, like, the Channel Tunnel goes from Kent.
Yeah. Yeah, so what I'm saying is the Eurostar is on its own line, right? But has it got it's one tunnel that's underneath there. I'm assuming. So it's the Channel Tunnel what all the trains are going through.
Right, loads of people thought they just renamed the Channel Tunnel to Eurostar.
That's what I thought. I'll be honest, I thought it was a rebrand.
Okay. No, yeah. People are saying Channel Tunnel is where the Eurostar goes through. Mind blown.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, is that Jen?
Hi, yeah, it is.
What do you want to say to us, Jen?
Oh, I absolutely loved Superfan Steve yesterday. It was the best one so far.
Oh, thanks.
It was so, so funny. I didn't think you could beat Cheryl and Rylan, but you did it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he was a tough one yesterday. I'm not going to lie, I was thoroughly scared.
I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you were in the same room as him. I couldn't have done it, no way.
I think it was a different level. Sir Andy Murray meeting Superfan Steve. For me... The Cheryl one is still unbeatable. That was good times. But this one was so different because it's like he's one of the greatest sportsmen that's ever existed. And for me, it's just crazy that we were able to do Superfan Steve with him.
It was so funny. I had to go back and watch the video and it was just his face. Like, he just looked so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So well, it was so funny.
Did you notice as well? And do you notice the video? I cannot look at him.
Yeah, no, looking down the whole time, I couldn't have done it, no way. But it was just so funny. Literally, you had me at Judy Murray's mound. I could not cope.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear today.
No.
No, I was crying. And then when you just kept saying head, honestly, I was crying.
There is going to come a point, right? Because when you do it, and we give it a bit of a think, and we're going to do this, and you get... Like, I get excited for it. Scott's obviously... terrified because he's got to be in the same room. I'm just there on the phone. But at some point, we're going to do this and they're going to be like, I know what you're doing here. At some point, that's going to happen.
Yeah, but how are you going to top it now?
I don't know. Well, we've got Gemma Collins next week. How do you fancy that one?
Oh, she would be funny, but I feel like she might know.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, that's the risk we're going to take. Jen, do you fancy a couple of highlights?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. The grassy viewing slope at Wimbledon has been known as Henman Hill, the West Lawn, and what?
Steve.
Yes?
Judy Murray's mound.
Say that again?
Steve.
Yep.
Judy Murray's mound.
No, it's the correct answer is Murray Mount. Jen, I could not cope with that.
It was so funny. So funny. Too good. I could not have been in the room. No way.
No. What is Andy's racket sponsor?
Andy.
Steve.
Head.
Is the correct answer. Sorry, Steve, you weren't quick enough there. What happened to 16-year-old Andy outside a nightclub?
Steve.
Yes?
Head.
No, that was the last answer, Steve. I'll ask again. What happened to 16-year-old Andy outside a nightclub?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Steve. Head.
I vomited into my hands and tried to catch it.
Never a good idea. Mm. See, if we can do Andy Murray, we can do absolutely anybody. Mm. If I can face that fear, you know?
I think you need to go more serious, like Alan Sugar.
Right, we have the dream.
We have talked about that. We've talked about
dream.
It.
The dream.
I feel like he would walk out.
Yeah. I mean, definitely would. Jen, we have already asked that question. It's a no so far. Yeah. Make sure you're listening next week because Gemma Collins gets the Superfan Steve treatment. One! Scott Mills. So do you remember back in October we had several Freshers of the Weeks? So we had Johannes, we had Maisie, and we had a guy called Rob who got into Oxford. But he wasn't quite sure how. He thought it was some kind of mistake. Do you remember?
Yes.
And he started off quite shy, and then as the week went on, he just grew and grew and grew in his confidence, and you lot absolutely loved him. If you don't remember, here's some of his highlights from that week back in October when he started at Oxford. Out last night, was it?
I went to Preeza at the house next door last night.
Oxford Preeza, we've not discussed this yet, how it probably differs at Oxford Uni. What went on for that?
It's just standing in a kitchen with a bunch of people, except in Oxford, because the rooms are much older.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
in a slightly worse kitchen.
and while you're chatting, this music will be playing. Hello, old chap. Fancy an amaretto? That vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can just go to the common room and just say, oh, can I have a condom delivered to my room every day, which I think is a bit ambitious, to be honest.
That's delivered? Great.
Yeah, I like this. I think it's the impression I'm getting from this, Scott, is it arriving at your room on a cushion?
I haven't had one yet, but your I really hope it is, or in a little like ring box.
Yeah.
Like a proposal.
Did you order a condom, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots having delivery for Johnny's. A condom, sir.
Here your condom, sir.
Hey, have you had anything delivered to your room?
Actually, we have. We got an envelope with two condoms, a bunch of chocolates, and some coffee, presumably for the morning after.
Okay, now who ordered those?
It must have just come with the condoms, I guess.
Yeah, but who ordered those?
Oh, right, me, yeah.
Yeah, it was you, yeah.
Yeah.
We love you, Rob. Are you feeling any more like you fit in to the rest of the people there, the rest of the crowd?
Yeah, I've realised all these people, even if they sound posh, are actually normal human beings who
really
are nice, yeah, yeah.
Not scary, despite being really clever.
Yeah, well, I've just figured out that everyone is really clever, but no one has common sense, so it's evened out.
You are something else. The way that this week you have grown in popularity.
You've blossomed.
Amongst, yeah, that's how it sort of feels to me. I'm going to quote here Rachel on Twitter, who messaged me and Scott earlier to say, Rob the Fresher needs to be on for the entire year. He's the best.
So, that was back in October. Hello, Rob.
Hey.
Now, you were our last Fresher of the Week, because Posh, Oxford, where you're at, they start late and finish early.
Yeah.
So it's your last day today.
Yeah, it's weird. Being so sure.
So how's your term panned out? How are you finding uni? All good?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. I'm getting used to it now, yeah.
What else has happened?
I got married twice.
What? What do you mean?
So there's a thing called college marriage, where you sort of get proposed to, and then next year you have college kids, and you sort of teach them how to do Oxford.
Oh my God, this is Oxford drama, isn't it?
College everything, yeah? College married? College divorce?
Right.
I think it's just so that next year you can help the freshers sort of settle in.
Is it like having a best mate kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So it is like a relationship without the Rudies? Or are there Rudies?
Personally, no. Other people, maybe. I don't know what goes on in their college marriage.
Okay. Do you know people that are college married and have... Hey?
Yes.
Right. Seems a grey area, this, Rob.
I don't have a grey area, but other people do.
Anything else has been going on?
I ran for Fresher's Rat.
Yes, that's cool. Good.
Yeah.
I'm pleased it's really working out for you, because I remember when we spoke to you, everyone was like, oh, he's so shy, bless him, is he going to be okay? But it sounds like, you know, you've really kind of taken to it.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm at Oxford. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Oh. There's no place he'd rather be.
Well, have a lovely Christmas, Rob, and it's good to catch up with you.
Merry Christmas.
Scott Mills.
Here we are then on the 5th day of December. You feeling festive yet? Did I just see you order a Christmas present?
You what?
Did I just see you order a Christmas present?
I did,
present?
Yeah. Just caught me.
You could do that after the show, of course, but...
Oh, be quiet. Should I say what I've just seen on your computer? No?
You could say
or
it.
Or yes.
Yeah, if you want.
Well, I walked around. Scott just popped out then, right?
This is
so,
the public...
so the last couple of songs you've
I'm looking to see what the public are saying on email.
Right,
and if anyone has applied for Where Do You Think They Were Yet,
anyway,
festive.
On his screen, there's all of his emails, right? And he's opened an email, the last email that he's opened. And I can say it, yeah? We're not going to fall out over this?
It's just the last email I happened to open. It's
right,
it only came in at 3:30.
Basically says, along the lines of, Dear Scott... I hear you might be interested in a hair transplant. My company specialises in it, and if you'd like one, please get in touch. And then a phone number. And at that point, you walked out the room.
Yeah, if you'd
so
like...
don't ever go at me for ordering a Christmas present when you're clearly on the phone ordering in some sort of hair transplant.
No, that's...
Props for free.
I haven't responded to it. I just opened the email. You're right. Actively clicking and buying something.
No, and if we see a spawn pop up like, look at my lovely new hair.
Hashtag gifted.
Hashtag free barnets.
Right, so... It is time for the WhoVent calendar. Here we are on the 5th day of December. Instead of chocolate, there's a massive waiting for us behind door number 5.
Ho, ho, ho! The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Soon my sleigh I will drive, but first, let's have a look at number 5.
I was coming back here to tell you that I loved you. I was coming back here to tell you I loved you, right? And I come back, and I've been away for 4 days. And I come back to find out that you've been slogging other people, you've been telling other people you fancy them, telling people you're recoupling with them.
I asked the tree couple, she said no, and I said I was going to continue pursuing her.
I feel like I deserve better than to be basically cheated on. Is that not what you'd say has happened?
Borderline, yes.
Seems so important at the time. Amy and Curtis breaking up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Josh, yes, sorry guys, I've never heard of those two people on the Who calendar today, the WhoVent calendar. It was Amy and Curtis from Love Island, should have pointed that out. But yeah, it was a Love Island thing. If you didn't watch it, you wouldn't get it. Hello everyone, who's this?
Hey, hi Scott, it's Brett.
Hey Brett, where are you today?
I'm currently in Piccadilly Gardens, dressed as a Christmas tree.
Oh, okay, is that your job?
No, I'm actually a plasterer, but I just go out and do random things from time to time.
Nice. Why
okay.
not? Cool.
So
I've given out 100 free cruelty-free soap baths today to strangers.
Oh,
just trying to promote the idea that you can buy shampoo and conditioner in a bar form now, so you don't have to have that plastic in your bathroom.
Well, we are. Mm. See, he's one of the plastic people, and for that we salute you in the middle of Manchester there in Piccadilly Gardens.
That's it. I'm stood by Father Christmas as we speak.
Oh, I used to work right in Piccadilly Gardens. There used to be the most rank fish and chip shop there ever. It's gone now.
Shout out.
It's terrible. It's not there. Right, Brett, how can I help?
Well, when I spoke to BBC Manchester this morning, they asked me for my favourite Christmas tune. But
why were you on Radio Manchester this morning?
Just talking to them about me going out this afternoon, right. Giving out the free gifts and the plastic
a
thing,
busy
really.
Day of press and promo for you, by the sounds of it, Brett.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's been really lovely, actually. We've had some really nice reactions from people. There was one guy that demanded on giving me money, and I was like, no, it's a free gift, but he insisted, so I said, right, well, I'll give it to the next homeless person that I see, and we did.
Well,
so
you're
a good guy. Okay, so you were on Radio Manchester. What happened?
Well, basically, I was chatting to them about what I'm doing, and then they asked me what my favourite Christmas record was, but they didn't actually have it on file to play the full thing, so I kind of feel a bit like I'm still wanting the whole Carlson, Magnus Carlson, Wrap Myself in Paper experience, really.
Is it too early?
It's technically too early for the words, but it's never too early.
You tweeted me this early. We've actually found you from earlier on Radio Manchester. Here we go.
Listen, before you go, what's your favourite Christmas tune?
I'm going to have to say, and there's probably not many people going to know this one unless they're fans of Scott Mills, but Magnus Carlsen, Wrap Myself in Paper.
I do not know this.
No.
She's not a fan.
Doesn't strike me as a listener.
You won't know this unless you're a fan. I don't know this.
No. Anyway, they find a bit of it. A little bit of it.
It's got a Eurovision sort of spring to it, hasn't it?
Oh, it is just totally Euro trash camp, and I love it.
Hang on, let's have a listen.
She doesn't know what she's missing.
Oh, I can hear this on Canal Street. Thank you for putting a smile on our face, and listen, good luck today.
Right. You want it in full then, do you? Brett?
Scott, and can I actually make a national confession? When my iPod shuffles this on at non-Christmas times, I will still listen to it and not skip it.
Great song. Here
absolutely,
we go.
Absolutely, here we go. Oh, it sounds
thanks,
like
Scott.
Sounds like something you can hear on Canal Street. Yes, it's a tradition. It's on now.
Is approaching fast, giving us a reason to be happy at last.
Oh. I'm back for the official chart tomorrow from 4 on BBC Radio 1. Another one?